So, Tom Glavine, let's shift to what a lot of us Monday morning quarterbacks or couch potatoes want to talk about, which is when you have a 46-year-old kicker and Morton Anderson nailing it through with six field goals, or you have a Tom Glavine or some of these other outstanding 40-year-old pitchers. What is happening differently in terms of the training of these guys that's allowing them to play so well? Kenny Rogers, of course, two mercurial, incredible performances. What is the secret between having a young guy who's inexperienced and then you have these other people that seem to still be playing with tremendous velocity and the greater wisdom in the game?
Well, that's the thing nowadays. Guys are keeping themselves in better shape. You're able to, via video and some of the more advanced scouting reports that you have now because some of the technology, you're able to get a handle on how you attack the other players. So, these guys, not only are they talented physically, they're talented mentally as far as, how they approach the game. And, a guy like Tom Glavine, being that he's 4 years old, not about power pitcher, on how long this guy can pitch, it's, the guys like Randy Johnson and Roger Clemens that really amaze me is that they're into their 40s and they're throwing as hard as they still do. It's a lot easier for a guy that doesn't have the velocity to pitch, later on in your career than the guys that are more command guys. So, it is the key game tonight for me. If the Mets win tonight, they're going to find a way to win at home one of those games, whereas if St. Louis wins tonight and beats Glavine with Carpenter going the next game, I think the Mets are going to have a tough time of it.